The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Miley Cyrus, Younger You. It's a New Music Friday. Wild 94.9, number one for New Music Discovery.
Way to kill the Friday vibes.
I know. Jeez, thank you, Miley.
I'm over here in a puddle of tears drinking a bottle of Chardonnay and a bubble bath.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah. Not you in there. Me. Yeah.
Lucky me.
By myself, not with you. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi?
Yeah.
How did you get here? Friday mornings, Chidi hangs out with us because she tweets a lot. And so Graham does a dramatic reading. That in a second, our first talkback of the day. Here we go.
Hey, JV Show. This is Steven from Benicia. I'm not sure if I'm going to be the first talkback of the day. But I'm currently in Guam enjoying vacation. I return tomorrow morning back to the Bay Area. I was so happy to be able to have the app and be able to hear you guys while on vacation. Have a good one.
Oh, that must be nice.
It's a real one. Oh. Vacation to Guam. That sounds nice. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go on a trip.
Oh, me too.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I was, no offense, I would not listen to you guys. I feel like I get enough of you.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I'm just being honest. It's just my truth.
Okay. You're a real one in that regard, but not a real one for supporting us.
Yeah. Chidi.
Yeah.
You tweet a lot. Graham, let's do a dramatic reading.
Rage Room? 100% recommend.
You did one?
Yes, it was so fun. I broke a lot of things.
Wait.
How much rage was in you, Chidi?
When I first got there, I was a little scared. I was like, ooh, like, hit it really softly. And then
the plate just bounced off the floor.
And my hands was like, just get in there. So I started like, okay. So the more I went, the harder I went. And it was...
That's what she said. Wait, start from the top. Where was this Rage Room?
So it's a Bay Area Rage Room. There's one in Fairfield. I think there's one in San Francisco as well.
How can they call it Bay Area Rage Room, but it's in Fairfield?
It probably started in the city and then it expanded to Fairfield and they couldn't like change the name.
Bay Area and more.
Got it. Bay Area and beyond.
Is the Bay Area. Bay Area and beyond Rage Room.
Okay, so you go into it. What do they give you? You go into it. You pay money. You go into the room.
You have to sign a waiver.
Okay. You put some safety goggles on or something?
Yep, safety goggles. They have like this hard hat kind of thing, and gloves.
I need to see a picture. I know you have a picture of you wearing safety goggles and a hard hat.
I did not have a picture, but I did post a video on Instagram, knocking stuff over and stuff, so that was fun.
What's your, like, what sort of tool or weapon do they give you to smash stuff?
They give you a lot of things. They give you, like, the sludge hammer. They give you a baseball bat. They give you these other two long wrenches things. I don't really know what it is. It's probably some type of tool.
Uh-huh. I could probably help you identify those.
Yeah.
Which item did you select?
I selected this. Well, I selected a lot of items. There was a TV. There was a copy machine or whatever those things are called.
Like a printer?
I can help you identify that also.
A printer. There's a microwave.
This video of you, Chidi?
Yeah.
You are one angry person.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
So you have I love how you're wearing your Cardi B t-shirt.
So you have a lot of hate and rage built up inside you, and then it all just came pouring out of you?
Yeah. You guys should try it. It's, like, really fun.
It's, like, a stress reliever.
Yeah.
Right?
A therapy.
So is drinking.
Yeah, that's what I do for my stress relief. Am I allowed to ask, what does it cost to go to a rage room and break stuff?
Because,
I got stuff at my house I could break, and I own a sledgehammer and a bat.
So you can bring stuff in, and it's a little bit cheaper. I think
like pictures of your ex?
Oh, yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
but I think it's a little bit more expensive if you don't bring things. I don't know. I didn't pay for it, so I don't know how much it was.
Did you guys, whoever you went with, did you take anything?
No.
Drugs?
No.
Oh.
So you just paid to break all of their stuff.
You're allowed to take stuff after.
They have bottles, too, that you can throw.
No, I mean, did they take things to the place to break?
Oh.
Chidi's like, I want to take that broken printer home with me. Show people don't mess with me. Look at this boy I did to this printer.
You'll end up like this one.
Yeah. Okay, Bay Area Rage Room.
Yeah.
All right.
And beyond.
And shout out to them. Located in Fairfield. OMG? Watching the Hannah Montana special? That was my whole childhood.
Oh, Richie.
Same girl. Same. I'm just kidding.
Was it nostalgia alert?
It was nostalgia alert. It was so...
Nostalgia alert.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't watch the full thing. I watched half of it. But I did turn on Hannah Montana. I was like, oh, little Chidi would be so happy right now.
I want to watch it this weekend. I wanted to watch it when it came out, mm-hmm. but it's like me and my husband. And he doesn't want to watch Hannah Montana, apparently.
He doesn't give a fart. Where's the Hannah Montana special?
It's on
Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney
and
Hulu.
Oh, Hulu. Disney Plus. And that's what we, and then we just heard some Miley Cyrus a minute ago that was involved with that. Mm-hmm. This is a tie into that.
She performed a couple of songs on there. It was nice.
Got it. And that was your favorite show when you were a kid, Chidi?
It was. That and That's So Raven. Those two shows back to back. Those are my favorite.
Graham, I feel like your daughter would like these shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should put them on. Love Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. I don't need that going on in my household. I got enough going on in there. If a guy ever told me he wouldn't change diapers, he's getting blocked.
Is that something you ask up front?
No.
Like they slide in your DMs and you're like,
your
diaper,
hey, when you
want to change my diaper?
No. Big kid's diapers.
How does that come up?
No, lately I don't know if I was watching a show or I think it was Blue Therapy or something, and they just don't want to change. Like, they just come up front like, oh, I don't want to change a diaper. Like, I can do everything else, but changing a diaper is a no. And I'm like, why would you say that?
That's just like part of having a child and taking care of it.
But nobody wants to change a diaper if you have the choice
nobody
of not
wants to, but nobody has a choice. So why do so many dads feel like they do?
Mm. That's it. Don't look at me. I've changed thousands of diapers.
So this would be a deal breaker for you.
Yeah. Because that's not fair. Like, why do I have to get out? I'm already
feeding the child. What if it's Michael
B.
Jordan?
No, it's still a red flag. I would not.
You wouldn't have a...
No.
He wants you to change his diaper.
No.
Now are you in?
She's
no.
back in.
Back in. No.
It's Jack Harlow.
Well, I totally agree with you, Selena. There should be an equal amount of diapers being changed. And you should not, as a guy, should not be able to opt out. No person should be able to opt out of changing the diapers. It's just part of
having a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's your responsibility. Yeah.
So would you change Jack Harlow's diaper?
Ew, no.
Okay. Would you let him change yours?
No.
His seem extra stinky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so disgusting. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The biggest thing going on today, Move Over Giants. I'm talking about the Great and Resort Casino Job Fair we've been telling you about. It is this morning. Starts at 9 a.m. You know, they're expanding, looking for servers, bartenders, hosts, cooks, and more. Just show up in person right there at Tony's of North Beach inside Creighton. Meet the team and apply on site.
Be a great way to start the weekend by landing a killer job. All right, Giants fans, today is the day we have all been waiting for, the real home opener. Wednesday night was a Netflix special. I don't even think that loss should count in the standings. Netflix took over McCovey Cove with a bunch of annoying red kayaks. They even closed down Momo's across the street from the park that night. Like, where were people supposed to drink? Well, today we take it all back. We have a day game like the home opener is supposed to be, and we will be drinking at Momo's ahead of time and then going into the game. Giants Yankees first pitch 1:35. Let's go! No, they're playing the Yankees.
Yeah, it'll be a nice day today. Perfect if you are going to Oracle Park. Wear sunscreen because the sun will be shining. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. Temperatures are going to drop slightly tomorrow and then get a little warm again on Sunday. Rain is still in the forecast for Monday and Tuesday, you guys.
Oh.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day is going to be a 7 out of 10. The vibes might be a little off today. Make sure you don't bottle up what you're feeling. Let it out and the healing will follow. And in love, spice things up a little because trust me, your person is ready for it.
Oh, that's me. Okay. Spice things up. Yeah. All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chidi.
Hey, Graham. I was listening to your podcast last night. I wanted to let you know. Pulling both my boys from school. We'll be at the game today, nice and early. I'm looking for someone to slam beers with before I go to the stadium. Let it know.
He said, all right, he's pulling his kids out of school today. They're going to the Giants game, the official, the real home opener today, 1:35. And he says he's going ahead of time. He's looking for somebody to slam beers with before the game.
That's all you, Graham.
I do have to ask, though, because each of us, and I did notice that we're all wearing the exact same shirt today, which is interesting. We got our Giants jerseys on today. Are you guys going to be joining me at Momo's for the pregame?
Oh, turns out I'm not going to be able to make
Wait,
it.
What?
Selena, yesterday you said you... There,
I said I would think about it. And then I thought about it, and then I can't go.
Wow.
Why is it always
she
something?
She never goes.
I'll go next year. I will go next year.
You said that last year.
Yeah. Okay,
and every year for the past 12 years. Selena, it's the home opener. It's a JV show outing. We're going to go together as as a team, as a squad.
Yeah, next year.
Wow, the betrayal.
Bro.
What could be more important?
I have to get back to my kids.
They'll be fine.
You said it's going to be hot and sunny.
Oh, no, just...
No, it's going to be perfect out. Yeah, it's perfect the city. It's
warm, but like clouds. You don't need a jacket.
Well, anyways, and you guys know I don't day drink.
You don't have to drink.
What's the point of going?
To hang out and meet some people and have fun.
Yeah, I think I'll go next year.
You're not going to go. You're never going to go.
Do you want to talk about the AI bots on the internet or not? We're running out of time.
I'm just so annoyed right now. But yes, I will talk about that. According to a new report, AI and bots have officially taken over the internet.
How is this new?
It is new. Researchers found that internet traffic is now, for the first time in history, generated more by software systems, including AI, than actual human users.
Whoa.
Meaning things like Google's AI overview, because that's essentially an AI agent answering whatever question or search you may have, or your AI chat, you know, just your chats with ChatGPT or other AI models, and all sorts of other AI agents. That traffic now surpassed human usage on the internet. So when you hear that bots have taken over, you're thinking of bots arguing with people on social media and Twitter and stuff like that. There is a huge amount of that. That's an element to this. But the majority of the usage is stuff like Google's AI overview, where AI and the software, you know, systems that are, you know, founded on AI are answering questions and stuff like that. But that usage now surpass human usage.
Dang.
This is insane, you guys.
I don't like it.
Especially because sometimes it's still even wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. the Google AI overview, you still have to go and like find out the information for yourself anyways.
Well, smart people, that's what we do. But most people just take that answer and then move on.
Apparently, it's also worse for us ladies, mainly because the AI overview takes all the information, or let's say all the studies. So if you're asking like a medical question, it's more likely to give you something that is more based for a man, because that is just... what the studies usually
even
are for.
Even the AI is sexist?
So the AI overview like is likely to give you some results that, yeah, maybe would work for a man, but possibly not a woman.
The thing that's... the misinformation on AI stuns me sometimes. I had a very simple thing for AI to do. I had like a spreadsheet with a whole bunch of weekly totals on it for something here at work. And I was like, I was about to sit down and get at my calculator and add them all up because I wanted to see what the total was, right?
Right.
And then I thought, oh no, I can just cut and paste this and put it right into ChatGPT and have it add them all up for me. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I doing sitting there like, oh, what's this plus this plus this? And I might make a mistake on my calculator. So I enter them all in ChatGPT and say, add this all up for me. It spits back this number, and the number was like, it just seemed too big. I was like, this doesn't work. Like, no way. And so I check it myself in my calculator, and dude, it's off by 20,000. It's like,
what?
How does it
get that wrong?
And this is just number. And so I respond to it like, hey, dude, you're wrong. Like, it's actually, I think it's this. And it's like, nope, I'm not. Because watch, this plus this plus this. And it wrote out the entire equation and basically told me I was wrong. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I double checked my math. The thing was wrong, and finally admitted, oh, well, what I did actually was I accidentally added that. And I multiplied that one. And then I took that one and I figured you might want this one. No, I just told you add them all up. I did the same problem into Gemini, into Claude, into Thing. And I got four different answers, you guys.
It is not that hard.
One of them got it right. One of them was off by 10,000. One was this is just addition. It's just simple addition. Explain how artificial intelligence is the best thing ever. I'm confused.
You know what would have been faster?
You can't do math.
You just doing it in the first place on your calculator.
I know.
You wasted so much time.
But isn't that interesting? The cut and paste, it took seconds. It should have been the fastest thing. This is something easy for AI. I'm not asking anything difficult. I'm asking it to do addition. And
isn't
it fell
Vied?
On its face. It was very Vied. It's from Sweden. That concludes my AI stupid rant.
I love it. Thank you for that, Graham. Yeah, it's crazy. crazy the times that
we
are in.
AI.
Let's get to today's hottest trending coming up next. Cops rush to Diddy's son's house. I'll tell you why. His place was just swarming with police officers. Next, inside today's hottest trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Jess, I never knew you had a brother. What does he look like? Because let me say, he sounds really attractive. The fact that he knows what to do in these dire situations, love that on a man. Let us know.
Wait, can you post a picture of him?
Yeah, what does your brother look like?
He would not like me to do that. He doesn't have social media for that specific reason. Like, he's just
then
kind
he won't
of very...
know that we posted his picture.
Right, but he would because somebody would tell him. But also, he's taken. He's still with his. I don't talk about him a lot because he's very private. But I had talked about him like a couple. Oh my God, has it already been like years?
You've been here a while now.
It's been a while now since I talked about him. And when I talked about him, he had just started dating somebody new. And I had told you guys that her name is the same as mine. Her name is also Jessica.
I forgot about
They're
that.
They're still going strong. So eventually she, like, they get married.
She'll become the new Jessica Mathias.
Oh, that's so weird.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happened on Kate's brother is dating Katie, and she became Katie Lennon, which I always knew Kate as Kate Lennon. Yeah.
Weird.
That's so weird. That's so weird. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's but what does he look like? Does he look like you just with a beard or what?
Will you at least DM him a picture of your
brother? I'll DM you a picture, I guess, of my brother.
Slide in Jesse's DMs if you want that.
Yeah.
I'm charging.
Hottest trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Graton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at GratonCareers.com.
Before I get to why cops were called to Diddy's son's house, isn't it weird that it's not just like us?
Weird, you mean?
Isn't it weird that it's not just us that hate on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? People just hate them everywhere, I guess. I told you some weeks ago that Meghan was planning this, you know, luxury girls retreat thing. She was going to appear there, and it was going down in Australia. So they're taking like a couple's trip there. They're also going to be shooting some stuff for a documentary. And apparently Australians hate them too because there's a petition.
Oh my God.
To stop them from going. It has 35,000 signatures, more than that, and it's titled No Taxpayer Funding or Official Support for Harry and Meghan's Visit to Australia.
Where's the petition? I'd like to sign it.
They're just hated worldwide. They don't want their taxpayer money funding this trip at all, because I guess back in 2018, Meghan did go to Australia, and she had a police escort everywhere she went. She was a royal at the time, so I guess it was a little bit different. Their spokesperson responded to all of this, saying that this is a privately funded trip.
Oh,
so shut it.
Hopefully they have to pay for their private security and all that stuff, because I don't want my tax dollars going to that either.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
But like, what did they ever do to Australia?
Right?
Like, they're not even from there. Why?
I mean, they didn't do anything to us either, and everybody hates.
But it makes more sense for us to hate them because, you know, Meghan Markle is I'm from here, and you know what I mean? But Australia is a little random. Cops were called to Diddy's son's house. When I saw this headline, I thought it was like, did they find a big batch of baby oil? Like, what's going on? This was really early yesterday morning. LAPD responded to a call about a mansion where Christian Combs and his girlfriend lives. They were initially dispatched for a burglary hot prowl, I guess is what it's called. It's not freak off related.
Oh.
No. Mm-hmm. It's when a suspect is trying to break in when a resident is inside.
Got it.
Okay.
So I guess one of their employees was at the house and called police because there was somebody trying to get in through the back door. They did not gain entry, but there's like video of the person and all that. So the place was like swarmed with police. I don't know if that person's ever was even caught. They might have just gotten away. But
so this hot
this
hot prowler was trying to get in the back door.
Yes.
Lucky them.
No baby oil.
Oh, yeah.
Was found.
Oh, I think you need some for that.
Yeah.
Damn, what do you have?
All right, it's time. Please, it's time for another edition of
Damn Nature, You're Scary.
Rattlesnake edition. A woman in Southern California who was hiking in a park near Thousand Oaks had to be rescued and airlifted from a remote trail after she was bitten by a rattlesnake. Now, here's where things unfortunately turn tragic, because the bite happened on March 14th, and 5 days later, this woman, 46-year-old Gabriela Bautista, died in the hospital from the bite. This marks the second fatal rattlesnake bite we've had in California since the start of the year. We talked about the other one also in Southern California. A mountain biker fell off of his bike into some bushes, right onto a rattlesnake, bit him, and he also succumbed to that bite and passed away. Fatal snake bites are very rare in the United States. We have about 5 deaths reported annually. Well, hold my beer. We've already had 2 of them just at the start of this rattlesnake season. And they say, especially in Southern California, and I know we're going to start hearing about a lot of rattlesnake, hopefully not bites, but we've already been talking about them a bit here on local trails. But they say in Southern California right now, the rattlesnake activity has been a little more active than normal. And they say in Ventura County, where this one was, they've responded to 4 rattlesnake bite calls since March 14th. That was the day that this woman was bitten. So they have had a lot of incidences. So let me just say, because PETA listens to our show, and the last time that I expressed my own fears for rattlesnakes, they wrote us a strongly worded email about how Graham's wrong and Selena and Jess are right. Yeah. They don't want to be.
And we stand with PETA.
Rattlesnakes want to be your best friend.
Yeah, I stand with PETA on this.
Pick them up and cuddle with them. They're so sweet.
We didn't say that. We just said don't chop their heads off with a shovel.
Yeah, like you're in their home.
Yeah, this is their natural habitat. Yeah.
Maybe if Gabriella had a shovel, she'd be alive right now.
No,
I'm just saying that.
If someone fell on me from a bike, I'd bite them too.
I'm not doing that.
But it was an accident. What if the person's like, oh my God, it was an accident? And then you're like, too late. You're dead.
Too late.
Anyways.
Anyways, just remember snakes also have families and little baby snakes. Little babies. You know.
Yeah, so did Gabriella.
Yeah, right. I feel bad for everybody involved.
I do too.
Everyone, but it is a good reminder for everybody because this, as the weather has warmed up, all the rattlesnakes have popped back out. Like, hey,
that's
remember
so scary.
Us?
I'm scared.
Hibernation's over, so they're out. And everyone be careful hiking on the trails because 2 fatal rattlesnake bites in our state this year. That's a lot.
Yeah, take your shovels.
Yeah.
No!
Go hiking with a shovel.
Oh, just kidding.
As a walking stick. To use it.
Yes. Right. To help you on those tough terrain.
Yes.
All right. Next on the JV Show, it's your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Friday. Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. Are you guys feeling Friday vibes yet?
Not there yet.
Well, Chidi just took a little trip down to Walgreens and got us some ghost energy drinks.
Okay.
Friday vibes incoming.
All right, guys. I got a good one for you regarding the AI. I'm going to keep my name anonymous. So I did an online test that gave you 15 questions with multiple choice answers. I took a picture of each one, and I uploaded it to ChatGPT, and it gave me the answers, and it explained the same thing, this, this, and that. This is why it's answer B. And I passed with a C. What? I pass with a C, yes. So not always 100% accurate.
You really have to double
check.
Imagine
cheating and still get a bad grade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. At the end of the day, by the time you fact-checked everything that AI spit out for you, I could have just done the thing in less time.
Myself.
Yeah.
Like,
just let's all go back to being human beings. Can we just do that?
Yeah. And we'll waste less water.
True.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of reasons.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins the JV Show chug mug for today. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure. I used to use my almost every day, but now only on special occasions.
Yeah. Oh,
like I cut myself off, you know? I was like, too much.
So like your birthday, which just passed?
Yeah, my birthday, I did. Mm-hmm.
But you were like, you felt like you were getting addicted or you were going through too many batteries?
Whoa.
Never mind. All right, let's think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. So whatever your guess is, it has to be something that we can play on these airwaves, something PG. We want to hear your name and your city along with your guess so we can shout you out. But only the first correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show chug
mug.
Right. So get your guesses in quickly.
Because we're going to play some of your talk backs next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and first person to get it right wins today's JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I used to use my almost every day, but now only on special occasions.
It's probably good to dial it back.
Sick.
Probably gets a little chafed.
And then it makes the moment more special once you do.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. The longer you wait, you miss it more, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, this is Ashley. My first guess is candles. Thank you.
Ooh.
candles. Do you guys often light up a candle?
No.
You don't like candles?
Well, I like them, but if I light it, my cat is going to catch on fire.
I love candles.
Me too.
My yeah. wife is a candle obsessed. I've told you guys before, I've had to repaint the ceilings in some of our rooms, not in our new house, our old house, because she'd use a candle so much. And I'd be like, you know, the ceiling's like black up there. What does that tell you about what our lungs are breathing in here?
Oh, my God. I never thought about that. You should get a candle
warmer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Does it still light?
No.
No, it just warms it enough to where it melts. So you get all the smell without the flame. Yeah. And your candles last longer.
Yeah. See, I think a lot of it, though, is my wife likes that candle light ambiance, the flickering of the candle.
She should get a fake one.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't
fake candles.
But then it doesn't smell.
But then you have the candle warmer on the side with fake candles lit.
Dude, that's doing too much. I'll just repaint the ceiling every 3 years.
Good morning, JV Show. Naomi in South San Francisco. Could the bleeped out word be perfume?
Ooh, perfume. From Bath and Body Works, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's a body spray. That's not that's perfume. Spray. That's a body spray.
I do use my perfume more on special occasions. I'm not going to waste it on you guys.
Same.
What's your signature scent?
I like the Valentino one. Mm, smells good. The pink one.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Hello, JV Show. This is Angelica from Napa. My guess is makeup. Thank you.
Makeup, only on special occasions, Jess?
No, I like wearing it basically every day.
All right, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app because we're going to play some more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is our What the Bleep game where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are winning this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I used to use my almost every day, but now only on special occasions. A changed woman.
Hopefully you were washing it in between.
Yeah, at least you weren't doing it like by hand.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go to your guesses. Hey, this is a family show. Oh. You don't know what that word is. Let's go to the talk backs and see if anyone got it right.
Good morning. This is Yami Lett from Richmond. My guess for the bleeped out word is razor. Have a great day.
Great guess. Selena's got a huge smile on her face because you know that's true over there.
Well, no, that's not why I was smiling.
Why not?
I was going to make a joke about Jess just not using her razor and just letting it go wild now.
No. I do an everything shower every Thursday, you guys.
You do?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why Thursdays?
Because then Friday.
Ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Danny from Alameda, and my guess for today's bleeped out word is jewelry. You guys have a happy Friday. And have a great weekend, too, guys.
Joy's a great guest.
Very popular guest this morning. Yep. Is there special jewelry that you guys only break out on special occasions?
If it matches your outfit, like a fancier outfit.
Yeah, I just don't wear a ton of jewelry on like a regular day. But if I'm like going out to dinner, yeah, you throw something else on.
Got it.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Lachelle from San Jose. I think that the bleep that wear this morning is heels. You used to wear your heels all the time, but now only special occasions, which I think is what many women do. All right. Have a good one, you guys.
It's another great guess right there.
Heels, very popular guess. I mean, that was my wife. She always wore heels. I always knew her wearing heels. And now it's rare.
Heels, I can't even imagine living a life like that.
I can. I want that life.
What is wrong with you?
That life is gone. We're wearing sneakers in the club now.
No!
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jackie from Pittsburgh, and I think the bleeped out word is straightener.
Straightener. There it is. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
I used to use my straightener almost every day, but now only on special occasions.
Yeah, well, you gotta have your hair did the right way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice and straight. Straightener.
But you have naturally curly hair, Jess.
So I like
kind of
just...
So it's like, why damage your hair? Well, you can just wear it curly. It's cute.
That's what I've been doing now. So it saves me a lot of time, too. Effort, energy. Yeah.
Selena, how often do you employ your straightener?
Only when I need to.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know how to do anything else, so if I do my hair, it's straight.
How long does it take? Because you have, like, long hair.
Not long. I can actually do it pretty fast. Thankfully, half my hair has already fallen out after having kids, so I don't have much hair to straighten.
Life hacks.
Thinned out a little bit. That worked out. All right. Let's give some shout-outs. First, Jackie in Pittsburgh. What's up, Jackie? What's up? Brand new JV Show, a Chug Mug coming your way. And don't scrub it too hard when you're washing it because the logo might
come off
of there. Treat it gently.
Yeah.
Anyways, she had the first correct answer this morning. And that's why she's getting the JV Show Chug Mug. A few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many. Oh, there were so many people that said things like blow dryer or curling iron and stuff like that.
Oh, so close.
Owen and Jessica and Gilroy, they got it correct this morning. So did Kira in San Martin. And Richa in Fremont. In Fremont had the correct answer this morning. Anybody else squeak one in there at the last second?
Just Kat from Pensacola.
Kat in Pensacola, Florida. Whoa. JV Show number one in Pensacola, Florida,
so
by the way. So appreciate you, Kat. If you didn't win today, I don't know.
Do it again Monday.
Set your alarm for Monday morning at 6 a.m. because that's when the show starts. But then you can play along with our game at 7:05, of course.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, this is Erin from San Francisco.
Erin from San Francisco, what's up? How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh, my God. I do feel very nervous.
No, don't let the nerves win, Erin.
Yeah,
you're
going to be fine, unless she's not, of course.
Stop. Erin, it's just a game. This is just for funsies. Yeah. No pressure, but we do have some tickets on the line for you.
Yep.
And the entire Bay Area is listening, so no pressure.
Okay, that's true.
Right. We have two tickets for Jackson Wang. You got this.
Oh, no.
We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You just need to get three correct in order to win this game. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Batman fights crime in what fictional city?
Gotham City.
Yes!
See, there's nothing to be nervous about. These are easy ones. All right, question number two. What plant is the primary ingredient in making tequila?
Agave.
Yep.
Erin, you got this.
Blue agave, more specifically, but correct answer there.
Here we go with question number three. What was Keanu Reeves?
What?
What was Keanu Reeves? What was Keanu Reeves' character's nickname in the Matrix movies?
Neo.
Yep.
Yeah. Good pull. That's a good one. You've already won the game. You don't even. Nice work. That was a tough question. All right, let's do question number four just for fun. See if you can clean sweep them all. Question four. Libya is a country that is located on what continent?
Africa.
Yep.
What were you nervous about?
Nailed it.
I don't know.
Congratulations.
I feel like crying.
No,
you should.
Erin.
Oh. Tears of joy, of course, because most people fall on their faces during this game.
Congratulations, Erin. You just got these tickets for Jackson Wang.
And what do you have going on this weekend? Go ahead.
Well, can I just give out a shout out to Tristan and Roman, who are always in the car with me, and we call like every day, but they just aren't today. Oh. And they're going to be so bummed.
They're your bad luck charms.
Yeah.
You can play this for them in the podcast, which will be up on the iHeartRadio app later. But to Tristan and Roman.
Who gives a fart?
Erin, thank you so much for being on. Congratulations. Have an amazing weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just hang on there for those tickets. All right, Graham, we have a lot of shout outs. Before you get to your DMs, I have talk back.
Happy Friday, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. I would like to leave a shout-out to say happy birthday to my niece, Emilia. She turns 11 today. Happy birthday, Mila. She always listens on her way to school, so hopefully she can hear this. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Happy birthday, Mila.
Who gives a fart?
All right, a lot of DMs. Buckle up, everybody. Let's try to get through them. First one. Hi, Graham. Can you please shout-out my kids' birthdays? Olivia's is today, and Brendan's is on the 1st. They are from Dublin, and they listen to you guys' radio show every single morning on the way to school. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday to both of you.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning. I'd like to wish my two family members a happy birthday. To my baby sister, Susie, I'm glad the fishes don't eat you. Glad to have a sister like you. Happy birthday, and happy second birthday to Grayson. Love you, little guy. Enjoy Disneyland. Love, Tia.
Aww,
Lala. Yes, happy birthday to both of you.
Who gives a fart?
What's up, Graham? Mama T in your DMs. I want to wish my son, Caesar Daniel, a happy, happy 11th birthday. We love our soccer superstar so much. Love Amaya, Dad, and Mom. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Son in your DMs. Son in your DMs. Welcome in. Can you shout out my mom, Araceli, for just being a great mom? Thank you. And that is from Andres. Look at that. Nice. Shout out to Mom. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Could you do a quick birthday shout out for our Isabel? Happy 30th birthday. Love, Mama, Mateo, and Malele? Mm-hmm. Yep, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can you give a birthday shout-out to my wonderful wife, Malika, on her 35th birthday? She absolutely loves you guys and the show. Doesn't miss a single day. Love from me, husband, Shay, her son, and Fergie, their corgi. Yes.
Aww. Happy birthday. So
who gives a fart?
Fergie spelled F-U-R-G-I-E.
Oh, that's Fergie.
Love that. Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a birthday shout-out to my son? Happy 5th birthday to my Adam Bear. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Poppy and sister. Love you so much. Yes, happy
birthday.
Who
gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Back in your DMs once again to ask if you could please wish our son Julian a happy 7th birthday on Saturday. You are funny, thoughtful, and awesome, and we are so glad you are our little Julie Bean. Mom, Dad, Brother Mason, and Dog Stella, love you so much. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Julie Bean. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my goddaughter, Miss Azalea, a happy 12th birthday? Nina, Nino, Isaiah, and Mateus, love you. Keep shining like the diamond that you are, and know you'll keep dancing like no one's watching. Yes, happy birthday, Miss Azalea.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, another year around the sun for our daughter, Angelina, who turns 11 today. We want the world to know how beautiful, awesome, and special she is. Happy birthday, our Angelina. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy and our doggy, Lucky. Grandpa and your two brothers, love you so much. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs. Can you shout out my son, Alexander? Happy 12th birthday, Alex. We can't wait to celebrate in San Francisco. Here we come. Love, Mom and Dad and his big sister, Nena and Chiquise. Yes, happy birthday.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Grandma. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sliding into your DMs to leave my beautiful daughter, Amelia Elaine Ventura, a happy 11th birthday today. I hope you have a wonderful day, boo-boo. I love you more than you love me. And I said it first. That's from Mom Erica. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One final one. Good morning, Graham. Can you please send a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Camila, who turns 11 today. I just want to let her know I'm very proud of the young lady she's becoming. Poppy, Luzito, Gracie, Martin, and Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Love you very much. Have a wonderful day, Jula. I can't wait to celebrate you this afternoon. Yes, happy birthday. And everybody that's celebrating your birthday today and over the weekend, keep this one thing in mind because we need you to know it.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point, Graham.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Grayton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at GraytonCareers.com.
And so they're having a career fair today.
9 a.m.
Today at Grayton Resort and Casino. You want to get yourself a killer job on this Friday? That's a great way to start the weekend. And I'm talking about a killer job. Awesome place to work.
Yes.
And they're hiring a lot of people.
Be there at 9 a.m. It's when it kicks off. All right, so the bodyguard has spoken out. Earlier this week, we talked about how Chapel Roan was in Brazil for a music festival, and there's a really big soccer player there. His daughter, well, it's actually his stepdaughter. This is actually Jude Law's 11-year-old daughter. I don't know if I mentioned that last time we talked about this, but anyway, she's a huge Chapel Roan fan, and she saw Chapel in her hotel lobby, only looked at her, smiled, and then next thing you know, a bodyguard comes over to her, berates her and her mom, and makes this little girl cry. Chapel has already spoken out. She apologized that the situation happened. You know, she's known for wanting distance from her fans and other people when she's out in public, but she did say that that bodyguard was not one of her security guys. And apparently Chapel was telling the truth. The bodyguard in question has spoken out. His name is Pascal. He famously used to work for Kim K. He said, quote, "I take full responsibility for the interactions. I was at the hotel on behalf of another individual. I was not part of the personal security team for Chapel Roan. I made a judgment call based on information we obtained from the hotel, events I had witnessed in the days prior, and the heightened overall security risk of our location. My sole interaction with the mother was calm and with good intentions. The outcome of the encounter is regretful." So everyone wanted to know, like, well, he's not with Chapel. Who was he there protecting? Who was he there with? Mm-hmm. According to the Daily Mail, this was Sabrina Carpenter's bodyguard that went up to this little girl and made her cry.
But now I'm confused because Sabrina Carpenter was eating there. It's not noted that the little girl saw Sabrina Carpenter.
She might not have been in the lobby. Maybe she was upstairs, but the security guard was downstairs protecting, monitoring, you know, the vicinity of the hotel.
Or Sabrina Carpenter was upset that she didn't get recognized and Chapel Roan did. And she was like, you go over there and you see that little girl.
She was there. Nobody noticed her.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys see that Chapel's also getting kind of called out for something else?
What now?
So she's getting called out because as she's grown her career, she's always kind of tried to portray the struggling artist persona, the like, saying that she's made a couple comments throughout her career like, oh, you know, I was poor. I couldn't find a job. Like, you know, I was struggling, like kind of painted that picture.
But after people have done some digging, she apparently has had like a millionaire grandpa the whole time.
Wow.
And she at some point would like speak out against the Grammys, but she also would submit her music to the Grammys. And she also went to Grammys camp, which is not cheap growing up. So
wow,
people are digging all this up and they're like, aha.
Wow.
Very interesting.
I don't like that.
Well, well, well.
So just a little, you know, just some.
God, that's hilarious. Oh, my God. Chapel Roan, what do you know? All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the San Francisco Police Department has just been approved to use GPS-enabled darts to track cars involved in police pursuits. This is all in an effort to reduce the need for dangerous high-speed chases that can put officers and the general public safety at risk. So how it works, a police cruiser can shoot one of these darts and then it latches onto the car they're pursuing or about to pursue. And then it has GPS in it, so then it just tracks the cars. Officers can sit back, you know, relax, see where it goes. They don't need to get in a high-speed chase, and then they can show up there to arrest the suspects or investigate or whatever they're trying to do. It's called Star Chase technology. It is not without its issues, though. The dart doesn't always attach, apparently, and there are some police departments that have tried this out and or passed on it because the dart just doesn't always work. And there's also the issue that apparently putting a tracker like this onto a car technically constitutes a search, which requires a search warrant, except in most cases, police can argue that it is an emergency circumstance, like a chase is outside of that's you don't need a warrant because it is a chase. But that does there's a little bit of legal gray area there. I guess the Alameda County Sheriff's Office and San Pablo and Hayward Police Department have been using Star Chase for years now. So if you're trying to evade officers there, maybe you've already been shot with a dart. Your car's already been shot with a dart. But SFPD is just now this week
that's
been given
good to know for my next bank robbery
to roll this out. Yes.
Yeah. Have two cars available. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. You might get a dart in the bumper.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it sounds like a foolproof plan.
Foolproof unless
except
it doesn't,
for like the gray areas that you right.
That
mentioned.
And unless the dart doesn't stick.
Very interesting.
SFPD has been testing it out since August, just like testing it. And they say of the 21 times they fired one of the darts, 6 times it didn't work.
Oh, so it's
not foolproof.
Well, if you're out there committing any crimes this weekend, I hope you're one of the ones that doesn't stick to.
Right.
Wow.
Happy
Wait.
Friday.
You want the thing not to work.
Just in case one of them are JV Show listeners.
Got it. So you're saying happy crime weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So Netflix.
You guys, I don't know if you saw this, but I will issue an alert.
They just don't care about us at this point.
We are just 1 year. I'm shocked that it's 1 year because I feel like it's been 6 months. But we're basically 1 year since the last time Netflix hiked their subscription price. And they have done it once again or are about to do it. And it's affecting all plan tiers. The ad-supported tier going to go up by $1 a month to $8.99. Standard plan rising by $2 a month to $19.99, and the premium plan also going up by $2 per month to $26.99.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It just seems to never stop. Now, Netflix, again, is saying, look, we're really doubling down on the amount of content that we are, original content that we're putting forth on the platform, particularly in the realm of sports. Obviously, we just saw them botch the Giants opening night the other day. But, I mean, they're really getting into the realm of having live sports, the big fights and things that they're putting on the platform.
But that should be, like, an add-on thing. Like, just have, like, regular Netflix. And then if you want to add on, like, the sports package, do that. Because I'm not sitting there watching WWE every Monday or whatever.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Yeah, so why do I have to pay for that?
That is a good point. It'd be nice for them to add that as a tier, maybe a different
tier. Like an add-on. Yeah, that's what Hulu and all these other platforms do.
In there, the company says they're going to spend more than $20 billion in entertainment offerings this year. I can only see this. The real reason behind this is that they're still trying to raise enough money to send that one couple from Love is Blind to Mexico.
That's what this is.
They couldn't afford that. So they're like, you know what? All our hundreds of millions of users, we're going to raise everybody's plan by a dollar. And then maybe we can send that couple to Mexico. Because they didn't have enough budget for that last season.
Just thinking ahead to the next Love is Blind.
That's why I have the ad version. Who cares? I'll sit through some ads.
Oh, I'm paying. I'll pay for no ads. I can't do that.
It's so weird that you can't, like, sign a contract to, like, lock in a price. Everything else, the majority of so many other things in our life that are subscription based is like you're signing at this price and then you're locking it in at that price. Netflix is like, nah, we're just going to raise our prices whenever we want.
Every year.
And you just have to pay it and we'll send you one little notice.
I know. What makes me more mad is they know that we're going to keep it because they're raising the price and I'm mad at it, but I'm still not going to cancel.
Yep.
Yeah, they know that. God. For sure. So
I went to the ad version and I hate it.
Ooh.
I can't believe
you did that. Are you switching back?
Because I just don't. I don't watch it enough, and so many of the platforms I have, I just don't. I don't watch enough. There's not enough TV being watched on it in my household. Except the thing that bugs me is my kids end up watching more of it. Like I don't have time in the afternoons, but every now and again they pop on a show, and then I have to hear them throughout the day repeat the jingle or whatever from every commercial ever. Like my daughter asked us the other day, "Do we have Bounty? We really need to be using Bounty, you know, for like paper towels or whatever."
It's a quicker picker upper.
I'm just like, I don't know. No, we have the Costco brand, and she's like upset about it. These kids are very affected by the advertising, and then I'm affected by it in turn. They
ask
me,
get rid of the ads, Graham.
She's like, do you have Allstate?
Come to the other side.
You should switch to Allstate. I'm like, I actually do have Allstate. Like, and they're like, oh, thank God.
They're your neighbor or something.
They were relieved.
That's hilarious. Really quick, can we talk about proper fight etiquette?
Like,
don't kick somebody on the ground?
Sure. Maybe that's one of the rules. I don't know. I went to pick up my hypothetical daughter from school yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's in middle school. And I say hypothetical because I'm not supposed to talk about her on the air, but right, she's not listening right now. So I go to pick her up from school and there was so much traffic, like an absurd amount, which it's never like that. I finally get close enough and I see hella people in the street. Eventually, they like disperse and everyone like goes away. I get up to the front. My daughter gets in the car and I'm like, well, why is everybody outside? She tells me that two girls had just gotten into a fight.
Oh.
And one girl got beat up so bad in front of her mom. Her mom was there to pick her up from school. And I was like, so the mom just like watched her daughter get like beat up in this fight. And she was like, yeah. So what is the proper etiquette? Like, are parents supposed to intervene? Are they not? Because I can't imagine standing there while my daughter is having her head kicked in.
Yeah.
I'd intervene 1,000 out of 1,000 times. I just couldn't.
It
would be instinctual.
Yeah. I would too.
But would you hit the other kid back?
No, that's the thing. It's
accidentally.
Like, if you intervene and you're pulling your kid away, like the other kid, they're going to swing at you because now you're in the mix. Like they don't care who you are. They're going to beat up whatever mom and dad gets in their way.
So what happens if they punch your
face? That's what I'm saying. You can't punch them back, or can you?
Well, they punched first.
Yeah, I just elbowed them or something.
No,
but then there's video of you like beating up a kid.
She's right. Dropping an elbow.
Just accidentally, like, whoops, didn't see you there.
I mean, what's helpful is that, Selena, you're basically like the same height as somebody.
I would blend in perfectly.
Right.
They're actually good bigger point. Than me.
Okay,
so it looks like they're beating up a toddler.
Yeah, we feel bad for you.
Other parents would rush in to save you. She's beating up a 4-year-old.
But then I was wondering, are there some parents that are like, no, I'm not going to intervene, like, this is, you know, something between them and you know, a lesson they have to learn. And I don't want to embarrass them, but like, oh, your daddy had to save you or your mom had to, you know what I mean? Like, is that maybe the reason why some parents wouldn't?
I'm sure there's some dads.
I can't imagine standing back. I'm going in there.
I feel like there's some dads out there. They're like, no, that's my son. Sorry.
Toughen up. Right.
Gotta do that. That's how they handle it. I'd be like, no, that's not me.
Question, though.
Yes.
What if you did see this fight? But it's not your child. Oh. Are you still trying to stop the fight?
No.
Yeah.
I
think you try to break it up, but I'm not gonna put my moneymaker on the line. I don't want to get punched in the face and lose a tooth or something. But like some loud shouting and maybe.
I think if it's really bad, I mean, I think anybody should step in. But if it's just like a few swings or whatever, which is how fights normally are before everyone goes away, then I'm gonna ignore it. Cheaty.
I was just wondering, like, where are the other adults? Aren't there, like, yard monitors and people that should be out there with the kids?
Well, this is after school, and it's, like, on a public street, so it's not really, of the school.
And they just have a whistle.
Yeah. They don't do anything.
What does that do?
I don't even know if they can legally, like, are they allowed to, like, touch the student to, like, drag someone away? I don't even know if they could do that.
I think the supervisors are allowed to, like, step in and, like, pull them apart. But correct me if I'm wrong.
I hope so.
Yeah, my school had a police officer, so there was no fights.
Well, you must have went to a
bad
school.
It was a great school.
All right, so we're all stepping in, though, to save our kid.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, me too. All right, just check in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Steady Seth from Water Creek. Yay! It's Friday, baby. Yeah! Oh,
And how are you guys not talking about the hugest thing that ever happened in rap right now? Cardi B had her show in New York and brought out the queen of rap, Queen B, Lil' Kim. It was epic. Oh, yo, no. And have you guys seen that Cardi B partnered up with Yahoo and got a hairline coming out? No regrets.
Did that move the needle for you guys? Do people still care about Lil' Kim?
Who gives a fuck?
She did accidentally say Offset's name, and then her face was so
I did
funny.
See that during one of her songs. She's like, oops. And the hair Caroline, I mean, that, I think it's already, did it already drop and it sold out? I think that's what I saw,
She partnered up with Yahoo, like the
I didn't
website?
Know about the Yahoo part, but it's called Grow Good.
Yahoo's getting in the hair care game?
No, it's a separate ad, I think, right?
I don't know what Yahoo has to do with the hair care line, but I heard it's going to be really, really good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Marlene.
Marlene, please don't do us dirty, okay? Please. But you did win your caller 20. Congratulations!
That means you're going to be checking out Kesha live in Concord May 27th.
Nice.
And you also are going to get a chug mug.
For playing along with us inside our chug wheel game. Now, you sound like somebody who has listened to this game before.
Yes, but we have.
For anyone who is new to the JV Show, here's how this is going to go down. So yesterday we sent Jess out to the streets and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We are going to stop down. And Marlene, if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game. And that means one of us is going to have to be doing some chugging. Graham, what's on the chug wheel?
All right. Today's in honor of the official Giants home opener today. We're going all baseball themed today, you guys. That's a lot of stuff that we already had on the wheel, but it does seem very baseball. But today's featured item is dog in a beer, you guys. It's a hot dog in a beer. It's going to be great. Don't worry.
Hot dog and a beer?
No, hot dog in a beer. The hot dog is going to be bobbing around in the beer. Hot dog in a beer.
Like the bun and the dog?
Just the dog part.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring any buns. All right, we have that on the wheel this morning.
Ew.
That's today's featured item. Also at the ballpark, nacho cheese. You're going to get your nachos. We got nacho cheese on there. We still have banana ketchup. If you put ketchup on your hot dogs, I don't know if you're a 5-year-old, but whatever, that's on there. Then we have a buffalo wing sauce, you know, get some wings out there at the yard. We have the soup du jour. This one's not really baseball themed. It's that beef and barley winter vegetable stew. We can't even been able to get rid of that. It's been on the wheel for a while. And then we also have another featured item this morning. We have some culture pop soda.
Yes!
Does soda grow on trees?
If soda grew on trees, it'd be culture pop.
Jeez, you guys both owe me a culture pop. What flavor culture pop do we have?
It's the black cherry.
Oh, black cherry, Noah Kahn edition. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that one, you can pick any of those things.
Marlene, are you ready to play?
Culture pop.
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
Angela Oaks, San Francisco.
Angela from San Francisco. All right, Marlene, here is question number one. Listen closely.
Should adults get Easter baskets?
Do you think she said yes or no?
No.
Absolutely.
Oh.
I second that. We should get a Easter basket.
No, grow up. All right, let's go to the next question.
Finish this sentence. I hate when my blank gets sweaty.
What do you think Angelina said? Angela, sorry. Her hands?
Hands.
I hate when my boobs get sweaty.
Same girl. Marlene, let's go to the next question.
Have you ever had lice?
Oh, good
question.
What
do you think Angela said, yes or no?
No.
No.
All right. That was a lie, but okay.
I know. falsehood detected there. And just quick lice updates. Lena, your house still?
We're still good.
Itch-free?
We're still good. Okay. Lice free.
All right. Next question.
Did you go or will you be going to your high school reunion?
What do you think Angela said, Marlene?
I want to say no.
Heck no.
Heck no. All right. Current school board, it's all tied up at 2 apiece.
Oh, my God. All right. Next question.
Favorite meat on tacos?
Great question.
What kind of meat does she like on her tacos?
Carne asada.
Beef.
We're in a bit of a bind.
Oh, no.
Because beef, she means ground beef.
Ground beef.
Yeah.
Carne asada is beef.
Right, but that's not like beef. Beef.
If it was carne asada, she would have said carne asada.
Right, she said beef.
Yeah.
Let's just
ground beef.
I got to put a question mark next to that one. The listeners are going to argue to no end that is beef.
That's fine. We can just ignore them.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, let's go to the next question.
What would you rather have, a big fancy wedding or a down payment on a house?
What do you think Angela said?
A down payment on a house.
Down payment on a house.
Okay, current scoreboard, 3 correct, 1 question mark, 2 incorrect. I guess we keep going.
All right, next question.
Can you name one current member of the JV show?
I love this question. Marlene, do you think she said yes or no?
She better say yes.
No, it's been a while since I've turned the radio.
Slap in the face there.
Thank God she didn't know us.
3 correct, 3 incorrect, 1 question mark. Next question.
What's your opinion on street meat? Never touch it, yes, it's delicious, or only when drunk?
Great question. Marlene, what do you think she said?
Only when drunk.
Only when drunk.
All right. Unfortunately, that question mark not in play anymore. That is 4 officially correct there. And that was the correct answer on the street meet. Only when drunk.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No.
Marlene, hang on. You got tickets for Kesha, by the way, to Chugma. Thanks for playing. Hang on there. Wait, guys. I was so hopeful.
We were doing good.
I was not. I had a bad feeling about today.
Yeah,
sorry,
jinxed us.
I jinxed it, you guys. No. Whose draw is it this morning? Because every
it's
time
mine.
Jess draws, she draws me. Every time I draw Chidi. And every time Chidi draws, she draws me. So who?
Time Selena draws, she draws me.
It's
okay.
Mine.
She draws herself. All right, that's some good news for me.
Shake it.
Come on, Selena. If you draw me, I'm going to be.
Please draw ground.
Come on,
please
I want to go pre-party ground. At please Momo's before the game. I don't want buffalo sauce rumbling around in my stomach. That hot dog and a beer is going to be good, though, you guys. Featured
That's
item.
Disgusting.
Featured item alert. Who is it?
I'm sorry, Chidi. I'm sorry, Chidi.
Chidi, you're going to get culture pop.
Chidi, I feel so bad.
Last week, so.
You're going to get culture pop watch. I'm manifesting it for you.
We shall see.
Oh, my God. All right, next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wait, I feel so bad that Chidi got drawn. I drew her name for Chugwill. This morning, she walked her fine self all the way to Walgreens.
Yep.
She bought us energy drinks, and she bought us some hot Funyuns, and this is how I repay her?
Yeah. I mean, you could chug for her if you wanted.
Oh.
New idea alert.
Ooh. Oh.
If you feel bad, you could.
Ooh. How bad do you feel?
But then you would owe me a chug.
I know, and I did fish brine, so I think that was like the worst thing I could ever drink in my life.
Yeah, if you missed it last week, Chidi's name was chosen. She had to chug mackerel fish brine. This morning's chug wheel is going to be baseball opening day themed a little bit because we have a new featured item on here. It is called Dog in a Beer. It's going to be a hot dog inside of a warm beer, just bobbing around in there and just marinating. We also have
hitting you in the face while you're trying to drink it.
Yes. And then, of course, we got nacho cheese on the wheel. You get your nachos out there at the ballpark. Banana ketchup, if you like ketchup on your dogs. You're a fifth grader, but whatever. Buffalo wing sauce on the wheel. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. That's not ballpark themed. It's just a hearty winter vegetable, beef, barley stew or something like that. Can't get rid of the stuff. And we also have culture pop on the wheel this morning. That's culture pop soda. That, Chidi, I think
and
we
dealer's choice. You can pick culture pop.
And then, of course, you have the dealer's choice space. You land
my God.
On that. Choose whatever you want.
Oh
Chidi is stepping up. She is grabbing the wheel, and she has spun it. Hard spin. The wheel is really in motion, and now it is beginning to slow down, and it has landed on Dog in a Beer.
No,
today's
it didn't.
Featured item.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
You know, it just reminds me of the time I had to drink hot dog water.
And didn't you also do a beer one time?
Yeah, I did. So.
Nothing could be worse than the hot dog water. This is going to be way better.
I feel like, if you did the fish brine last week, this is a major upgrade, because it's really just going to taste like beer. And even you said it wasn't that bad.
This is going to get you in those baseball feels. That day game today, 1:35.
By the way, we are live on Instagram, JV Morning Show. Go check us out. Graham, somebody commented, tell Graham to stop working out. He's going to have issues wiping soon.
Ew.
You know,
he already doesn't do that. Life hack.
I hadn't thought about the wiping, but when I do leave the gym, I have trouble fastening my seatbelt in my car.
Wait, is that a thing? Can guys not like reach there if they're too swole?
Look, Selena, we've talked about how guys, we can't touch that middle part of our back pretty soon. You get too swole. Yeah, you can't touch the middle part of your rear.
So do you think like Dwayne Johnson has like his own wiper?
Yeah, personal assistant does it all for him.
Wow.
It'd be nice.
Just,
lucky them.
All right, Chidi, I'm so sorry.
Dog and a Beer!
She's chugging next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grandma's.
Grandma, why are you doing that?
Making
so slow?
Chitty's drink. Just hurry up and put the dog in the beer. Oh my God. Okay, so it's Wild 94.9, the JV Show. We are streaming live on Instagram, JV Morning Show. I feel so bad. I drew Chidi's name for Chug Will.
This is giving me life on this Friday.
You just have the worst luck. Because during that last song, we were practicing spins, and she landed again on hot dog in a beer.
Hot dog in a beer, this morning's featured item. It's a full beer with a wiener floating in it. And everybody, when I brought the hot dogs in, everybody during that last song, everybody threw a fit about it. You didn't buy a new pack of hot dogs?
You shouldn't be allowed to bring in something that's already been open and been sitting at your house for who knows how long. That's disgusting.
It says user freeze by March 27th on it.
Sure, for you and your family at home. But buy something new if you're going to bring it in here and make somebody else eat or drink it.
Ooh. I didn't have time to go to the store. It's a hot dog. They don't ever go bad. Do you know what a hot dog's made out of? Nobody
That's
does.
Disgusting.
It'll last forever.
No, it's gross. I'm so sorry, Chidi.
Cool. I'm not going to lie.
Chidi, do you want to offer...
dog and a beer.
Do you want to offer a trade one last time? Okay.
No.
I would take that trade.
I know you would.
Well, he would because he doesn't think it's that bad. It's beer.
It's a beer.
All right, Chidi just took a sniff.
It doesn't smell. It just smells like beer.
I don't think it tastes much hot dog, but just the fact that it's bobbing around in there.
It's sticking up. It's sticking up. Oh, it's touching
your lip. It tastes just like beer, though. She's chugging, by the way.
The dog's chugging. Chug. The hot dog's touching her face.
That's so gross.
Look at the wiener.
Ew. Hold your breath.
The hot dog's right next to her nose. Ew. Is it all gone?
She did it.
Wow.
There you go, Cheeds. Did you taste hot dog?
No.
Okay.
But I smelled it. It was like right next to my nose, so you could smell the hot dog.
The hot dog is a little discolored.
It is gray.
Shut up. It's
gray.
Are hot dogs supposed to be gray?
No.
In patches? It's fine. It said used by today. Use or freeze.
No, that's disgusting.
By today.
Look at that.
Let me see.
Oh, that looks
great. Ew.
it was in a Ziploc bag in my fridge, you guys. Stop being so weird about it.
No, that's not okay.
Well, stop
that's
it.
That's actually really disgusting.
It's a hot dog. They don't go bad.
Yes, they do.
No, humans will come and gone on this earth, and the only thing that's left are cockroaches and hot dogs.
Selena, do you still feel bad?
Yes.
You can make it up to Chidi if you come have a beer with us after.
Not that bad.
Momo's pregame today.
Come on.
See you across the street from the Giants game.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. We now know when Savannah Guthrie is going to be returning to the Today Show. I have those details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Chidi, you just let out the biggest burp.
I did. I didn't feel it coming.
That was, I'm so glad that we captured the audio of it right as we were going in to that last song. Chidi, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Quite the lady that we brought.
Yeah.
All ladies up here on the JV Show, thankfully.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Grayton Resort and Casino is hiring chefs, bartenders, waitstaff, and line cooks. Bring the energy. Apply now at graytoncareers.com.
So Britney Spears is beefing with a former bodyguard. Her lawyer just fired off a cease and desist letter to former bodyguard Thomas Bunbury. Oh. She's claiming that this guy hacked her devices and iCloud account without her consent. So she's asking him to back off from all of her stuff, delete any copies he might have made, and if he sent any pictures or videos or files or anything to anybody else, she needs to know. Otherwise, she is pressing charges. This guy was... Like I said, he was a bodyguard for Britney. He was fired back in August for breaking his NDA and talking to the media. And then the supposed hacking happened after he was fired. I'd be scared to see what pictures and videos Britney has in her iCloud.
I wouldn't. We've already seen it all. She puts it all on Instagram.
What, have we?
We
I
have.
I think there's so much we haven't seen.
Because if she's posting that, think about what she's not posting.
I guess. I feel like we've seen too much with her already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it all. There's nothing left.
Yeah.
Except that mugshot. We have not seen the mugshot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Are we ever going to get our hands on that?
They're saying that it's not going to be released.
Did you file a Freedom of Information Act?
No.
For the media? You can do that.
Yeah.
What? Why haven't we done that?
Somebody needs to get on that, please. Thank you.
Jess.
Okay.
Savannah Guthrie will be returning to the Today Show. I told you how she did that sit-down interview with Hoda. It aired yesterday, and the second part of it aired this morning. And Hoda talked to her about possibly coming back to the show.
So how about coming back? I know everyone's wondering.
It's hard to imagine doing it because it's such a place of joy and lightness, and I can't come back and try to be something that I'm not. But I can't not come back because it's my family. I think it's part of my purpose right now.
She said that returning, like, her joy would be her protest to what is going on. So she is returning to the Today Show. Monday, April 6th is when she'll be back.
I guess props to her. I don't know. If I was in that situation, I don't think I could ever go back because, I mean, think about it. The Today Show, I'm supposed to put on a happy face while we discuss 32 fun plum recipes, you know, and stuff. Like, things, you know, like, oh, fun with kittens today. Like, they cover a lot of feel-good stuff. I just would be, I couldn't put on that happy face every day.
But you don't have to. Happening. Everybody knows what she's going through. We know it's a hard time. Go. This could be the escape that she needs, like, for her own sanity.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like I could do it. Props to her. Like,
I think it would take me a little longer, but eventually you have to not move on, but just do something to not be thinking about that all day.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment. Say your goodbyes to the second whale death here in the Bay Area this year.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I had nothing to do with this one, I assure you.
This one?
The first one, I can't. The first one we talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, confirmed. Well, that one, they confirmed that it was killed by a ship strike, which is what we see a lot from whales that die here in the Bay Area. Unfortunately, they are hit and killed by, we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of big boat traffic that comes in and out of the Bay Area. And unfortunately, that's what happens to a lot of these whales. This one, we don't know what happened to it yet, but the Marine Mammal Center confirmed the death yesterday. This one washed up in near the Phillips 66 refinery in Rodeo. And because of its location, this one, they don't think they're going to be able to access it to do any tests and stuff like that. It's in a tough spot. So we may not know what happened to this one, but they say it's a male in a moderate state of decomposition. So we don't know the age or anything about it, and we probably won't ever know the cause of death unless it gets to a location where they can access it and perform all the necessary tests. But that is the second confirmed whale death for 2026 in the Bay Area. And they will, if it's anything like last year, expect
there were so many last year.
Quite a few more.
Sadly.
So anyone want to share their favorite memory with this male whale? Chidi?
No.
Okay.
Jess, a time that you spent with this whale that you'd like to talk about, or something, you know, that made it special to you?
We always shared, like, skincare secrets because she had beautiful blubber.
He was a he.
He had beautiful blubber. Yep. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. Lots of skincare talk, but
nice.
That was it.
Selena, the time that you guys went swimming together.
We didn't go swimming together. I never told you this, guys, but like told you this, but every morning on my way to work, as I'm driving, you know, on the Bay Bridge, that whale would like swim along with me on the side.
It would stick its one flipper up and wave
at you.
Yeah, that's
how he was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of like besties. And one day he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Graham, any favorite memories?
No, I don't have any favorite memories. This whale tried to date my sister and I was like, back off, bro. So.
And she went for it?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. How is she doing? She's mourning?
Yes.
Okay.
I am not.
Next on the JV Show, let's go back to Chidi's tweets.
Please. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hey, guys. This is Amber from Fairfield. And Graham, I'm sorry to say, but hot dogs do indeed go bad. And also, they are not supposed to be gray. I am so sorry. I am not with you on this one. Hot dogs, indeed, go bad. That is disgusting. All right, bye, guys. Have a good day.
All right, if you're just tuning in, and again, we'll have to agree to disagree on this one. But if you're just tuning in, Chidi had to chug on our chug wheel game, go back and podcast the show. But she spun the chug wheel, and it landed on this morning's featured item, which was dog in a beer. It was a hot dog in a beer, and she had to chug it in honor of the Giants opening day today. And look, the hot dog, it wasn't the best looking dog I've ever seen. But it wasn't the worst looking dog ever seen.
It had gone bad. No, it was already bad.
It said user freeze by March 27th, which you guys is today. And we used it by today. So it's fine.
But you had already opened the package who knows how long ago. Mm-hmm. And so it was going bad.
Yeah, but it was sealed in a Ziploc bag.
It was gray.
It looked like something you would find like in a crime scene, like a finger.
I thought it looked cute and very.
It was not
cute.
Then you can eat it. You still have it, don't you?
Yeah. Do you want to eat it?
No, I don't.
I'm going wieners all the way.
I'm going wieners all the way, says our very young Selena.
How are you? Is your stomach okay?
My stomach's okay.
Okay, just a lot of burps.
Yeah,
just very burpy this morning. There,
I have constipation.
She hangs out with us on Fridays because she tweets a lot. And so Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I always forget I'm on dating apps, and then I go on it, and then like, never mind.
So you recently went back to check.
Yeah, so I still have like Hinge and Bumble and all that stuff. So every once in a while, I'm like, oh, let's see if I got matches or whatever. I go on. I do have like a lot of matches, but I'm going through. I'm like, oh, this is why I don't go on the dating apps.
So what's wrong? Like, what's wrong with
them? This is not my type.
You
got to
kiss a lot of frogs before you get your prince.
That is true.
So start kissing some frogs, Judy.
I'd rather not. Right, not right now.
You just kiss an old hot dog. Why can't you?
Oh my god.
Why can't you kiss
him? What about trying someone that's not exactly what you think is your type, and you might like be surprised?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that, but I do think attraction is a little bit important.
But there's not like a little bit, because you can also grow to be like more attracted to somebody once you know them.
And have them get some sort of facial surgery to change.
Face transplant.
And leg extensions.
Uh-huh.
But
hair plugs.
Uh-huh. Okay, wow. That's a lot.
Facelift.
Veneers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you say?
I'll think about it.
All right.
All right. She's out. Paying for air for tires is crazy. Like... It's air.
Oh my god, that's a good point.
Yes.
I thought you could do it for free.
You can do it for free at Costco and some gas stations, but some gas stations you have to pay like $1.50 just to pump your air.
I agree, that's criminal. I thought in California it was air and water were supposed to be free. Like I didn't think they could charge you in California for those two things.
Well, I have been charged
Fairfield.
In California.
Fairfield is its own little thing, I guess.
And did you have a flat tire or was this you were just topping off those tires?
No, I was just topping off. I had my tire light came on.
So I can't believe you know how to do that. Whoa.
Yeah, me either.
Did you know what you were doing? Was that your first time?
No, it wasn't my first time. My first time, I don't think I did it right because I just put it on there and I don't think air went actually into the tire. But this time, I got it.
I would have no idea what to do if I had
to
put air
in
the tire.
And I would feel like...
Seriously?
Yeah.
You have to call your brother?
I would feel like everybody is just staring at me.
I know.
And everybody knows that I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, they are.
It's not that hard to get the air flowing, you know. But you have to know Chidi, what you're supposed to inflate it to?
Yeah, on the side of my car that has the numbers on there.
Okay, good. Yeah, it tells you the PSI you're supposed to inflate it to. Selena's like, I don't know what you guys are talking
about. I will ride
around
with my air pressure light on until my husband fixes it.
That must be nice. I'd like it to have a husband. That sounds great. And Chidi, one more car question. Have you gotten your car washed recently? Because
nope, I did see the message that you guys
Friday.
Put on my car.
No, not you guys.
Somebody put on my car. Who was that?
Was it?
Well, it wasn't me.
It was Graham, obviously.
Yeah, I'm was signed from Jess.
What?
It said,
heart Jess.
There was.
I literally went
so to my butt.
I went to Vallejo and I picked up something from CVS. I walked on my car. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I did not see it.
How many days in?
No, it was just literally from here till CVS in Vallejo.
And were you mad at Jess for doing that to
you? No, I was just like, what the? Because it's so big. Like, the writing was huge.
Yeah, whoever wrote this message, it said,
it's wet from my butt.
It said, wet from my butt in huge letters across the hood of the car, and then a heart from Jess.
Oh, that's cute.
So I can only assume it was from Jess.
Yeah, it must have been.
See, it wasn't from Jess, because me and Jess walked out at the same time that day. See?
As if she couldn't have snuck down there.
And she was accounted for the entire time that you were here.
I will say, though, the handwriting was a lot nicer than I thought it would be if it was come from Graham.
So it's Jess.
So
no, mine's pretty
Jess.
Sloppy.
We all know she goes to the bathroom, air quotes, bathroom, multiple times a morning. Yeah.
Anyways, I had to wash that thing off real quick. I had water in my car, and I just took a napkin and just erased it.
Yeah.
Wet from my car.
Wet from my car. OMG, I'm seeing all of these national park TikToks, and OMG, who is running these accounts? What do you mean?
Wait, what?
Okay, so there's like these national park TikToks that are using like these funny, like inappropriate songs that are like on the verge of being inappropriate. And they're using, like, it's like a
like Gen Z coded, like, social media marketing.
I love that.
So what, they're showing so you like funny. A picture of a waterfall and then they play the song WAP over it or something?
Something. It's, it's so similar to that.
Like, wait, that's hilarious.
It's I'm great. Here for that.
I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like, that's great marketing. Not that we'll ever go. I mean, me, I'll never go to national. Who cares? But I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. To besmirch the great name of our national parks is one of our few national treasures we have left.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, I'm sure it's
Yosemite,
great.
Yosemite, beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's I've the only never one been. I've
been to. Have at it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There's hiking involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them. Walking outdoors is just not. It's just not.
Yeah. Selena does not like the outdoors.
It's not me. Yeah. I mean, the outdoors is cool sometimes, like the beach once in a while, but it just can't smell like beach. The water has to be warm, and I need that certain type of sand. We've been over this, like not the rocky sand, like the fine, like really
and then you need, like, soft one.
Drink in your hand.
Yeah. Burn
so
your
you'd
feet.
Rather just look at a picture of the outdoors than actually experience the outdoors.
No, I'd like to be there, but only sometimes.
Got it.
Okay.
Very rarely, it seems.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.